Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paula Lovell, one of my favorite people on the planet, the founder and the former chairman, maybe still chairman of Lovell Communications.
Chairman.
Still right, chairman?
Right.
Chairman Emeritus.
That's right, Chairman Emeritus. That's what it is.
You're awfully young. How can you be chairman Emeritus at 39? I don't know how you pull that off, Paula, but I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
So do you want to give us a website? You want us to go anywhere?
Anything in particular? Absolutely, sure. It's very simple. It's just www.lovell.com.
So when's the book going to be ready, Paula?
You know, isn't that fun? People suggest I do that, but, you know, I think first thing I'm going to do is learn to play the drums.
You need to write a book, Paula. The world needs to know what you know.
Well,
I'll help you. I'll help you.
Well, and you'd be good. You write good books, and you know how to do it, and you know how to market them.
I'll help you, just because I think the world needs to know what you know. So
we could collaborate.
No, I'm not going to collaborate. It's your book. I'll help you. I'm gonna get the right to the power to nag and
okay.
Hey Paul, we're talking about how to work with a PR firm and marketing PR advertising firm folks
right.
like Paula's business for all those years. And we're some of the top 10 things that you found and now we're on to the next ones.
Yeah, that's right. So again, to recap, have your business goals and share them. Think about the teacher trainer model. Third, don't ask them to do menial tasks if you don't want to pay for it, because they can do something while you're taking care of that. And fourth, along those same lines, and so I want to skip right through it and go to number five, but four is at some point you have to trust people. So don't spend a lot of your money asking the PR firm to do unnecessary, time-consuming, useless reports. They should do a report at the end of each month, but it should not break down every minute they spent on every project. That's very time-consuming, and it's wasting your money. So,
however, I don't like getting a bill that's glommed together, one big amount of money for a month, and not know what was done at all.
Well, they should write it in. They should write
there should be
report.
Some kind of detail, Paula.
Oh, no, I agree.
Because I've gotten those, and you probably have too, where
well,
I knew
have.
They did work, but I didn't know how to attribute it, and the bill was a little bigger than I thought it should be.
Oh, we all get that, I'm sure. And, I mean, every time I get a bill from my lawyer or my accountant, I want to slap my head and say, I can't believe it.
Right.
But I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you get an invoice report. What we do is we have a bill, and it goes out and it has itemized on each project.
Right.
Then attached to that is an invoice report so that each project has a description of what was done on that project. But there are people who say, well, how many minutes did you spend on this project versus that project? Well, if you've got a $2,000 a month retainer, and you show 25 things you did during this. At some point, you've just got to say.
I agree with that. No, I agree with that.
These people are doing good work.
I agree with that.
They're putting out good work, and they're being effective. Who cares if they spent 6.5 minutes on media and 7.2 minutes?
And that's not what I'm talking about. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, so the next one is have company leadership at the table. Even if you are small, do not just send in the assistant or an administrative person to meet with the PR firm. Don't waste your money. It's your business. You know about it. You know what your goals are, and you're the one who's
going to... I can't imagine a small business engaging a PR firm and the people who pay the bills not being involved.
Sometimes it happens, and it's a complete waste of time.
It's a mistake.
Because it's a big mistake.
If I were a PR firm, I wouldn't take that work.
Well, you're right. We do end up saying we can't do it. We say, look, unless the person who's going to be telling us what to do and measuring our
and
success,
write the checks
and writing the check, that's exactly right. First of all, it makes it very hard to collect money.
That's right.
But also, you know, it's not effective for anybody. It's a big disappointment. So we will after a while say, you know, we want to respectfully resign. But so don't do that. But number six is trust the agency to help you understand what's really, really news. It's amazing to me how many small business owners, because we are all dealing with limited budgets, limited resources, will say, you know, we're real excited, we're growing. Great, that sounds like news. Now, tell me how much you're growing. Well, we're not going to share that. Well, we just want you to get out there and get a nice little story about the fact that we're growing. Well, so is everybody else growing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got year-over-year double-digit growth or something like that, that's
right.
News. If you're growing because you bought some new furniture and you expanded another, you know,
right.
another to another room in the office suite, that's growing, and that's a big
mm-hmm.
commitment for small business. And I feel it, man. We feel the pain
yeah.
when we have to buy another office, buy new office furniture. And we know we're growing.
The main thing I'd like to wrap up with, Paula, is don't hire creative people and impose your supposed creativity on them. If you hire creative people, let them be creative.
That's right. And use their years and years of experience
yeah.
for
yeah.
you.
Hey, Paula, thanks for being here. Good job as always. I'm proud of you.
Okay. Well, thanks. And
thanks.
I appreciate you having me.
See you next time. Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Paula joined us. And so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.